several of his comrades went on the hunger strike in Ireland, and, you know, some of their demands were very basic, just to be treated as human beings, which, of course, resonated with me. And not long after I finished that book, I reached out to the author, Dennis O'Hearn. I wrote him. We struck up a correspondence. He came to see me. We became really close friends, and I decided to undergo a hunger, enact a hunger strike myself, along with several other prisoners here at the Supermax, went on hunger strike. And after 18 years of not being able to break through court cases and all that, in 12 days of being on a hunger strike, I was sitting in the visiting room with my family. Mm-hmm. And that was like a seminal moment in my journey. It kind of taught me that if anything is going to change, you have to stand up and speak out, you know, on your own. And, you know, one of my literary heroes, Richard Wright, he wrote in his book Black Boy that if you speak out who you are, you will discover that you are not alone.
Keith,
you know, being in solitary confinement, like, mm-hmm.
I wanted to bring in your lawyer, Keegan Stefan. In one of Trump's first executive orders, January 20th, was to restore the death penalty, Trump said, which includes the order that the attorney general ensures all states have necessary drugs. This is Keith's second execution date. What is it? January 13th, 2027. If you can explain what happens right now in court, where the case stands in court, and the role of the Ohio governor, Mike DeWine, the position he has taken, since he, not Trump, would decide what happens ultimately to Keith Lamar.
Yes. Hi, Amy, and thanks for elevating Keith's case. You know, Keith, unfortunately, exhausted his direct appeals long ago. The state courts and federal courts looked at his trial and determined incorrectly, that there were no constitutional deficiencies and upheld his conviction and his death sentence. I do think that any fair-minded jurist looking at his trial now would deem it unconstitutional and overturn his convictions. Unfortunately, the only way back into court is to find newly discovered evidence. So me and a team of attorneys have been reviewing all the records in his case and talking to witnesses for the last 2 years, trying to turn up newly discovered evidence. We have discovered a lot of new evidence supporting Keith's innocence. You know, I started as a skeptic. I'm a prison abolitionist, definitely an abolitionist of the death penalty. It doesn't matter to me if he's guilty, he shouldn't be put to death. But I can tell you after looking at the record, talking to witnesses, there is no doubt in my mind that he is actually innocent. And we are working to put together a motion based on the new evidence to get back into court so that we can prove his innocence before his execution date. Unfortunately, you know, there is very little justice in the justice system, as Keith has noted. So it's going to take much more than just litigation. We need a mass movements of people, you know, speaking out, acting out, and pushing the governor to pause his execution once again while we litigate.
Let me give the last word to Keith Lamar. Keith, you're scheduled to die January 13th, 2027, second execution date. First was for lack of drugs to inject into you. Your final message is, May 31st, they're expected to have a concert at Joe's Pub here. It's your 56th birthday then.
Yes, that's right. You know, I've been living under the threat of death, as you noted, at the outset for over 3 decades. So it's not dying. You know, I've already made peace with the fact that I'm going to die at some point and someday. All of us are. But the thing that really drives me is I'm here. How can I live? You know, you reference all the things that I've accomplished since being on death row, and all those things come from a desire just to live because I'm alive. You know, I had these really amazing musicians come into my life, Abel Marquez, Arturo Ferro, Caroline Davis, Elsa Nielsen, you know,
Keith,
Small,
we're going to have
Small
to leave
Kenny
it there,
Hughes,
but we're going to continue people. The conversation and post it online at democracynow.org. Keith Lamar, artist, teacher, writer, death row prisoner, speaking to us from the Ohio State Penitentiary in Youngstown. I'm Amy Goodman.
I am a nurse, but I'm also a sister and a daughter. That's why I got the COVID-19 vaccine. It's effective against the spread of the virus and rigorously tested. If you have questions, find out more.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
We try to fly. Is it so high? We don't think so. We don't think so. All we looked at, all we set back. Can we fake him? Emulate him. Time is breaking, changing, faking. Grind us up now, not too hard now. Features so fine, rouge and eyeliner. Things I fancy, just like Nancy. Fashion's altar, often falter. Cripes all's out now, no more fights now. Makeup's taking lots
WRCT Pittsburgh music for your inner robot.
too deep, run out of air, lung full of heavy, it's feeling
Kröten gehören nicht in die Suppe. Tiere würden sowas niemals tun. Türmen, nicht so gemein wie du. Kein Vogel würde dir einen Käfig bauen und dich zum Singen zwingen. Kein Schwein dich mästen in den Schlachthof sperren, auf den Haken hängen und deine Haut.
Hi. fence about the COVID vaccines?
Aren't there side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
another dimension, a dimension not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension that few people enter, and from which even fewer return. There is a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, WRCT 88.3 FM Stereo. It could be worse. You could be entering the Twilight Zone. But there are other alternatives.